fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
Get your lineup set. It's time for Start or Sit.
Let's go.
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Welcome to the Thursday show. We're going to get right into it so we can answer your emails at the end of the show and your tweets. Adam Azer, Dave Richard, Heath Cummings, and Jamie Eisenberg will be in soon. Oh yeah, AFC home games. Let's win a championship, guys. Get pumped.
It is that time of year, and we are excited.
I could not be. I'm really excited and a little bit sad.
Why? Because it's winding down?
This is my last fantasy football podcast of the 2016 season.
Oh, ooh. Wow. But you know what? The good news is, Heath, every week, at least once a week during the offseason, we will do a podcast.
So. Right, but this day won't be the 2016. This is my last fantasy football podcast of 2016.
Yeah. All right, but you're gonna have a great holiday with your family, so that's awesome.
Yeah, it should be wonderful.
Yeah, I hope everybody has a great holiday with their family. And if you need to watch the games on Saturday, no team goes into the season without a game plan. Check out Buffalo Wild Wings, because Buffalo Wild Wings knows that football fans need a game plan that's built for game day glory. A game plan that should include 21 signature sauces and seasonings, a great lineup of beer taps, and an arsenal of wall-to-wall TVs. All of those details make for a game day game plan that can't be beat. So, win or lose, if you're a football fan, you still win at having the best game day atmosphere around. That's Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. We do it for you because you're a football fan. Do we have a weather update?
Yeah.
For the weekend. What do we got, Weatherman Heath?
What would you like to know specifically about the weather?
Are there any games that are going to be affected by bad weather?
It is going to be cold in Green Bay, but not too cold. 29 degrees, just below freezing, a little bit of fog, but we expect the fog to dissipate as the game goes on. There will be some drizzle and light rain in the northeast, New England, Buffalo, and then also possibly in Kansas City, but good news, it's warmed up in Kansas City for Heath Cummings' arrival this week. It's going to be 54 degrees at Arrowhead. Should not be a problem. The only thing we're watching is the wind. It's possible 16-mile-an-hour, 20-mile-an-hour winds. Gusts could be even more. There's thunderstorms on Christmas Day in Kansas City, which is weird.
Huh. Okay, so as of now, we're not really changing any rankings due to weather? Fair?
Nope. That's correct.
Looks like we're finally catching Mother Nature at a good time.
All right. Good stuff. Just be prepared, everybody. You got to set your lineups on Friday night or Saturday morning because the lineups are going to lock before Saturday's early games. I'm not sure on CBS what kind of flexibility you're going to have on Sunday, but just get everything set. Get your ad drops in by Saturday morning. Because the games are on Saturday this week with a few on Sunday and one on Monday. And, of course, tonight's game. I want to get to some stats that may or may not matter. Just going through the notes, finding some interesting things. Why don't you tell me how much this matters to you as we look at Kenneth Dixon and Terrence West going up against Pittsburgh. The Steelers, they allow the fifth fewest rushing yards per game, but somehow the fifth most fantasy points to running backs. It's because of touchdowns. But the last five games for the Steelers, no running back has rushed for more than 43 yards in five games. And that was Jeremy Hill at 43 yards. He needed 20 carries. They've been a little bit vulnerable in the passing game with running backs. But, man, their run defense has been stout lately. So what does that mean to you guys when you evaluate the Ravens running backs, which is never easy to begin with?
I would say that they have been a lot susceptible to the pass. They've given up the third most passing yards to receiving yards. Two opposing running backs. Only the Falcons and the Patriots have given up more this season.
And if you're starting West or Dixon, you've almost got to count on that. You almost have to, like, almost cross your fingers that you get 50 yards receiving from whichever back you go with. And people who are on the Kenneth Dixon bandwagon, hi, I'm one of them, you're not going to like this, but in the last four games, Terrence West has had at least three catches per game. In the last two, he's had four catches. And I think Dixon might be a little bit too much of a liability in pass protection, and that's opened the door for Terrence West to play on passing downs and also pick up some more receptions. So I'll tell you what. I don't think it's close. I think West, if you had to start a Ravens running back, I think he's the one you go with. Plus, he works the goal line. So if the Ravens find themselves in a goal-to-go situation from the one, you're not. I don't think you're going to see Kenneth Dixon there. I think it's going to be West.
I just want to be careful not – like last week, I overreacted a little bit to 1 week.
Yeah, he had 8 catches.
And then I don't know that I want to do that again because, like, I say we overreacted a little bit, but West had been the better back in terms of total yardage for a couple of weeks. And then 1 week – or Dixon had been, I'm sorry. So then 1 week, West is better, and I don't know that I automatically put him back on top again.
Well, here's the thing. Is it better to just try to avoid these guys?
Yes. They're both number threes for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there isn't anything exciting about either guy.
All right. Next stat that may or may not matter. How about Houston against running backs lately as they get ready for Jeremy Hill, who is lower for Dave than he is for Heath and Jamie. And Hill, look, Hill gets 20 to 25 carries and a touchdown now in 3 straight games. Maybe with AJ Green back, they go to the air a little bit more. But teams in Houston's last 6 games, remember, this was a team that we thought great matchup for running backs. Their last 6 games, teams are averaging 63 rushing yards per game, which would by far and away lead the NFL over a full season. They faced Detroit, Jacksonville, Oakland, San Diego. Melvin Gordon had 70 yards. That was the most by a running back. Green Bay, Indianapolis, and Jacksonville. So they've been really good against running backs. What do you think? What do you think about Jeremy Hill this week?
63 yards would be Jeremy Hill's second best yardage total since week 8.
It's not going to happen then.
He's going to get the volume, and he's probably going to score a touchdown.
Probably, huh?
I think there's a better 50% chance that Jeremy Hill scores a touchdown.
Okay.
I think it helps that AJ Green's back.
And I think he gets 60 total yards.
I think that's a slam dunk.
Okay.
Now, he's catching the ball a little bit more, if I recall correctly. I don't know if it's his...
He didn't last week, but every week.
Right, right, right.
Yes.
Right. But I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, he had the 1 week where he had 6 catches a game, or 6 catches in a game. And then since then, it's been like, what, 2, 3? He actually had 1 with 5. Or I'm looking at the wrong guy.
Are you starting?
2 and 3. He had 6 catches in the 3 games since his 6 catch game.
Yeah.
At Baltimore.
Are you starting Jeremy Hill over Kenneth Farrow against Cleveland?
Yeah. You are. They're back to back in my rankings. I don't feel great about either one. They're kind of the same guy for me. They're almost exactly the same guy. If they don't get a touchdown, I don't think there's any chance they get you 100 total yards.
Okay. And
so maybe
last
the difference
here.
Hold on, Adam. Maybe the difference is one of these guys is playing Cleveland.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have a lot of trouble with Kenneth Farrow. I don't remember off the top of my head. I can tell you who it's going to be, Farrow or whatever, but I feel like there's a really good opportunity for him, but I don't want to rely on him.
I'll tell you what the difference is, and maybe this is why I'll keep Hill ahead of Farrow. Heath, you said Hill's got a 50% chance of scoring. When the Bengals are up inside the 5, you're going to see Hill.
Right.
When the Chargers are inside of 5, are you going to see Farrow, or are you going to see Hunter Henry, Antonio Gates, Tyrell Williams?
I would guess you're going to see the tight ends.
I think they'll throw. So that might be a good enough reason to keep Hill ahead of Farrow.
All right, yeah, I have Farrow. I have 3 running backs that I'm choosing from right now. Frank Gore, Rob Kelly, Kenneth Farrow in PPR. Frank Gore, Rob Kelly, and Kenneth Farrow. And right now I have Farrow out. I am on the bench.
Yeah, that's an easy call. I would do that too.
Yeah, I'm excited about Rob Kelly. I know that game is tomorrow, but if the Bears don't have Eddie Goldman.
That game is tomorrow?
That game we're previewing tomorrow, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, Mobby. All right, last stat. The Jaguars allow the 6th fewest fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. In their last 6 games, only 1 wide receiver has caught a touchdown against Jacksonville. Granted, they have not played the best pass offenses. And they had been getting torched by wide receivers before that. And, so I've given you some good, here's a little bad. The last 2 games, Adam Thielen, 101 yards. DeAndre Hopkins, 87 yards on 17 targets. What I want to know is, where the hell is the respect for Rishard Matthews? What does this man have to do to make you appreciate him as a number 2 wide receiver? You all have him as a number 3 and close to a number 4 in PPR. What up with that? Rishard Matthews wants to know.
Rishard Matthews is going to have to live with the fact that he's on a run-based team and on a team this week that's going to run the ball very well.
But they run the ball well almost every week, and he still puts up number two running, number two receiver numbers almost.
But a lot of his best stats came against bad defenses. And we've been talking about Jacksonville's pass defense being pretty good for a while now.
They still give up production, though.
They give up, but it's, you're talking about with Adam Thielen, it was 101 yards.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then last week, DeAndre Hopkins, 8 catches, 87 yards. I feel like maybe Rishard Matthews can get you 6 for 80.
All right.
Like, that's what I'm looking for from him. So that's 8 fantasy points in standard leagues. And if my calculations are accurate in the PPR, it's 14 points.
Okay. So we're not loving Rishard Matthews.
And, like, he is a number 2 wide receiver on the season. I think he ranks around 20th in total fantasy points. But that's also because he's played 14 games, and so many guys behind him have missed a few games.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, Matthews, other than the Denver game, he's been pretty good for about 10 straight weeks now. You know, he got off to a very slow start, but that's okay. All right, you guys are entitled. Now, I want to compete against you guys in draft, so download the draft app, use our promo code FFtoday. You're going to get your first deposit matched 100% up to $600. And then what you'll do is tweet me at Adam Azer and tell me your username, and I will randomly select some people and create some contests. My username is Big Kane 2, obviously, so that one's taken. But tell me your username. Let's compete on draft. I'll do 2 or 3 contests this week, and I'll select them at random. But at Adam Azer, A-I-Z-E-R. Let's go through the injuries, news, and notes. Bryce Petty is going to start for the Jets at New England. That's great news for the Patriots DST. Would you start Robbie Anderson over Rishard Matthews, though?
I would.
Okay. Running back news. Adrian Peterson has a groin injury and his status is unknown. Is he behind the Ravens running backs this week?
I don't think he's going to play. Okay. And even if he does, what's the excitement level of Adrian Peterson playing?
Zero.
Yeah. Melvin Gordon did not practice, so right now we're planning on him not playing. Lamar Miller did not practice. He has an ankle injury. He is ranked and fairly high for some of us. We'll get to that. Jeremy Hill missed practice. We just talked about him. We expect him to play. And Matt Forte is dealing with a nerve issue in his shoulder. He may sit this week. So you see that, Heath. I wonder, do you move? Because we talked about Bilal Powell yesterday. You had him closer to 18th or 20th. Dave and Jamie had Powell around 10th, 12th. Going up against the Patriots. Forte, if he plays, you got to figure you're going to be pretty limited. You moving Powell up at all?
Yeah, I think Powell deserves to be top 10 in PPR and right in that 15 range in a standard.
Okay.
I agree.
You're starting him this week. A lot of people are asking about it. Like, I've gotten 2 questions, an email and a tweet. Derrick Henry or Bilal Powell? And it's got to be Powell, right?
Yes, for sure. But yeah. Really interesting thing I was looking at, because, you know, one of the things I'm doing each week is looking at the implied point total for each team.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets are implied to score 13 points this week.
Yeah.
That's the lowest total any team has had all year.
Not many people listening play in touchdown only leagues.
Right.
If it were a touchdown only league, I would run from Bilal Powell. I don't think he scores. I think he's a total yardage guy and a big time catch guy. Derrick Henry is the exact opposite. He's a touchdown guy
right.
This week.
You know who's a big time catch? Jamie Eisenberg. Hi, Jamie.
It's kind of creepy. Hi, buddy.
All right, Jamie's in the house. Julio Jones is trending in the right direction, and we are ranking AJ Green. Are you guys ranking Dante Moncrief and expecting him to play?
Yeah, we ranked him yesterday.
Yes.
All right, great. Tight end, Jordan Reed missed practice. If he plays, are you going to start Jordan Reed, or should we be looking at other options?
Other options.
All right. Definitely want to start Zach Ertz tonight if you're making that decision. And
oh, for sure.
Yes.
That's an easy one. The ones that are tougher for me are like
the streamer guys.
Hunter Henry.
Yeah. Oh, Hunter Henry.
I would go Hunter Henry. I just think it's safer.
I'd start Charles Clay and Deion Sims over him at this point.
There's a chance he might not play. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if he does play, I mean, you're talking what? He's got 2 catches for 10 yards in the last 2 games?
It's Redemption Saturday, though. It's a Christmas.
He's got as many fantasy points.
Holiday. All the bad players are good again.
And he's got as many fantasy points since he's come back as he has.
I would agree with you, Heath, except he's not bad, he's hurt.
Yeah.
All right, Ladarius Green's still in the concussion protocol. CJ Fedorowicz returned to practice. Does that mean Ryan Griffin is a dud this week?
It's looking like it, yeah.
Wah, wah. And Tyler Eifert sat with a back issue. He's expected to play right now.
I had a question for you. I meant to ask you this yesterday. In the league where you and I are playing in the championship, did you pick up Ryan Griffin so I wouldn't?
Yes.
Okay.
Was that a smart move? at the
time. Yeah, I was going to pick him up. That was a smart move on your part.
Yeah.
No, not so much.
Yeah, no, not so much now. Baltimore cornerback Jimmy Smith did not practice. It's good news for the Steelers. Tennessee cornerback Jason McCourty did not practice as they faced the Jaguars. Miami cornerback Byron Maxwell, 50-50 to play tonight. Play this week, excuse me. Delvin Bro not practicing, the Saints cornerback. Janoris Jenkins may not play tonight. I said it yesterday. I do think that will affect Jordan Matthews. Do you guys agree? I think it will.
It just makes your secondary worse. I think Matthews, you know what he is at this point.
Okay. And let's see. We got Justin Houston dealing with a knee injury. Still probably for now expected to play. TJ Ward in the concussion protocol. And Eddie Goldman did not practice. And I wanted to let you guys know first, kind of big news. I am going to skip my bowl game this year. Just skip the bowl game. Gonna get ready for next year. All right.
Are you planning on going on a trip?
I don't know. I just don't want to risk anything, though. Oh, a trip! Oh, Grayson Allen! Grayson Allen, you little slime ball. Stop tripping people. What's up with that?
You are Grayson Allen.
I am not Grayson Allen. Don't tell. I never tripped anyone.
That little fit that he threw on the sideline was the most Adam Azer fit I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was good stuff. All right, about ready for the start-o-meter, but first, a couple of ridiculous emails and a ridiculous tweet. Ridiculous email of the day number one is from Thomas. Where is the argument for Lethal Weapon as a Christmas movie? The chase through the tree lot, the fight scene in front of the Christmas tree that ended up in sprinklers in the front yard under Christmas lights in December? And thank you, Thomas. Nobody considers Lethal Weapon a Christmas movie because it isn't a Christmas movie, which is why Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie. This is actually a tremendous email. Good stuff.
Who doesn't consider Lethal Weapon a Christmas movie?
Everybody. Who does consider Lethal Weapon?
Oh, I do.
Oh, sounds like Grayson Allen.
Who does consider Lethal Weapon a Christmas movie?
Why does the woman jump off the building to start the movie? She's upset about the holidays.
So it's a Christmas movie?
Of course.
Oh my God. Your standards for Christmas movies are just so low. The point is, you take Die Hard, you take Lethal Weapon, you take, put them in a different time of year, they're the same exact movie. That's why they're
not Christmas
movies.
You can do the exact same thing with Home Alone.
No, you can't! The Home Alone is all about being with your family on Christmas.
Mom leaves kid at home in June.
No. Not the same movie.
So terrorizes burglars to try and bring into his house.
It's much more likely they take a trip across the country over summer break when nobody has school for 3 months.
No, that's not. No, they have a 2-week vacation for Christmas here. All right. Also, since Thomas wrote this good email, give him two wide receivers to start. Jordy Nelson, AJ Green, Ty Montgomery. He's thinking about leaving AJ Green on the bench.
I'd go Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
But they're on the other team. So
yeah, I'd Jordy and AJ, but if I was a favorite, I might go Montgomery over Green. I think he has a better floor.
Montgomery's got a better floor. Yeah, I'll agree with you on that, but I don't think Ty Montgomery is what he was last week.
No, probably not.
Not by a long shot.
You mean 162 yards? Like,
I'm not sure he's 100 total yards.
I would say what he's probably is what he was 2 weeks ago.
What was that?
Which was
80 yards?
80 total yards and a touchdown.
We've seen his floor pretty consistently when he gets 10 touches is 8 fantasy points, and his ceiling's 28.
But also, to be fair, last week was the first time that they turned him loose as a running back because it's been right around 9 to 10 carries. First time that they gave him that what you would consider a relatively heavy workload. So I would take both Packers.
Okay, and ridiculous email of the day number two is Joe from New Orleans.
I think just real quick, Adam. I think the one thing if you can only start Montgomery as a receiver, and you're doing this for anybody that's having to decide between let's say Montgomery, Nelson, and Adams in some way, shape, or form, it's the same thing as if you would start Jeremy Hill and AJ Green, or that's probably not the best example, but running back and receiver on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, here's the other ridiculous email from Joe from New Orleans. Adam, your cooking puns made me laugh out loud. It inspired me to come up with a few Billy Joel cooking puns, as I know how much Heath loves him some Billy Joel. So we've got Just Deglaze You Are, Oh, Only the Egg Foo Young. That's awesome. And I'm in a new walk state of mind.
You know, it's so funny. He got through the first two, and I was just about to praise him for not singing the way he was. And then, of course, he had to insert his lovely singing voice in there.
Thank you for calling it,
Dave. What are you going to sing?
Is today the day, Adam, or tomorrow?
Oh, I guess we can do it tomorrow.
Sounds good.
And tweet of the day is from Benjamin David. He said to me, Adam, dude, your gift ideas suck, man. That's why asking all of you for help. Time for the Startometer. My gift ideas don't suck, do they? Yeah, they're pretty bad. Yeah. I've never been good at that.
You're buying her a cooking board.
I'm not buying her a cooking board. I already bought her something different.
What'd you get her?
I got her the Penguin soda maker. You know how it worked? I said to her, hey, what do you want for Christmas? She sent me a link. I bought it. And she said, what do you want from Christmas? And she knew what I wanted for Christmas, and she bought it online. It already came. Very unromantic, not spontaneous. So I will buy her something else today.
Allie is marrying William Sonoma.
I am. That's where we got it from. You're right. And I will buy her something else today that to surprise her, because that's the kind of guy I am.
Happy anniversary. Here's a spatula.
Spatula City. You know that reference?
Is that from UHF?
That is from UHF.
I'm a dork. I know these things.
Good for you. Okay. Startometer, 0 to 5. We're going to do the starts and sits a little quicker, like I said. I think I may have said that off the air, so we could spend the last 10, 15 minutes on emails, and which will also be start or sit and will also be helpful. All right, 0 to 5, 0, no way am I starting him. 5, oh yeah, start him everywhere. Andy Dalton at Houston getting A.J. Green back. 0 to 5, guys.
What's the worst?
0.
That'd be Lethal Weapon 5.
Oh, Jamie? Do not even make me go all Grayson Allen on you.
But that's
all
fine.
I want are numbers here.
1.
Okay.
I'll say 2. 1.5.
Just keep in mind Tyler Eifert may not play.
All right. So nobody wants to start Dalton. How about Jarvis Landry at Buffalo?
This is a 2 or 3 wide receiver league.
Is it a PPR league?
It's a 2 receiver league with a flex, and it's half PPR.
3 at best.
3.5.
I agree with you.
He's got 8 fantasy points or less in 4 or 5 career games against Buffalo.
In
how many of those with Matt Moore?
I would imagine 0.
No.
It could be worse.
Yeah.
All right, would you start the next guy, Sammy Watkins or Jarvis Landry?
Sammy.
Sammy and standard. I'd start Jarvis in PPR.
All right, so where's Watkins on the start-o-meter, 0 to 5?
4.
3.5.
4.
Wow, all right. Well, we talked about it yesterday. You guys are more confident in him. And what if Byron Maxwell plays? Because the Dolphins actually have been really good against receivers since A.J. Green that Thursday night had that huge game, 23 fantasy points. They've done very well since then, but they haven't faced the best competition. How does the Maxwell injury factor in?
I mean, it hurts.
But he might play.
Since he got benched early in the season, he's been fantastic.
But he might play, I'm saying, Jamie. He's 50-50.
He might play, and he won't be at 100%.
From what they were saying, it doesn't sound like he's going to play.
All right.
You know, it's funny with the Dolphins. They're starting to look at the playoffs.
Yeah, if they win and the Broncos lose, they are in. That's cool. Okay, Allen Robinson against Tennessee. Tennessee, prior to last week at Kansas City, they had allowed either multiple 100-yard receivers or multiple wide receivers catching a touchdown in 4 straight games. That is kind of mind-blowing. So, Allen Robinson, start-o-meter.
1.
I would say 2. I'm sorry.
2.25.
I would say 2, but I wouldn't be surprised if he has a big day.
I would.
You just can't trust him. That's the problem.
Right. Marquise Lee is the... Why don't we do start-o-meter for the real number one receiver in Jacksonville, which is Marquise Lee?
They could both be good, though.
They absolutely
could be but
good.
I think Lee would get the job done before Robinson.
If this was the first meeting and Robinson had been struggling, you would probably be more inclined to start him. In your championship week, after what we've seen from him for the last month, you can't feel comfortable starting him unless you're just trying to make a Hail Mary play.
Right. Yeah, maybe more of a daily gamble. Daily. Fine, Dave. Yes,
daily.
So how about start-o-meter for Marquise Lee? You get your wish.
3.
Yep.
2.5.
Sammy Watkins, or rather Jarvis Landry or Marquise Lee?
Landry.
I might say Lee in standard. Okay. And I might say Lee in PPR, too.
Lee's not really a big catch guy.
He can be. He just wasn't last week.
How about, definitely not last week. How about Rishard Matthews or Marquise Lee?
Man, that's right in the range.
I think I might take Lee.
I'm going to say Matthews.
I'll take Matthews,
He's
too.
Safer.
Alrighty. Next up, let's go to a running back. Let's go to LeGarrette Blount, who had his, I think, his worst game of the season against the Jets. He's only had two games all year with fewer than 9 fantasy points. One of them was 6 against the Jets, and he only had 11 carries. Tom Brady threw 50 passes in that game. So LeGarrette Blount on the start-o-meter, 0 to 5.
5.
I'll say 4.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go 4.
You look at the history of since he's been in New England, every time they've been 10-plus point favorites, he scored a touchdown.
I'm just trying, like, there's definitely a situation where you had one good running back and you picked up Bilal Powell and you're sitting LeGarrette Blount.
Sure, you could. I mean, there's obvious cases to sit him.
The one that's interesting is Gurley or Blount, and I'm going Gurley.
I'm going Gurley too.
Oh.
I'm going Gurley 3.
I
like LeGarrette Blount. He's top 12 guy for me.
You're going Gurley, Dave? I thought you didn't like Gurley.
Yeah, 49ers are really bad.
Okay.
Like, Martellus, their bad outweighs the Todd Gurley bad.
Well, it's like what we said yesterday. Gurley's trash is better than the 49ers trash. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's true.
The 49ers trash is Todd Gurley's treasure. And let's go to the same game, the Jets game again. How about Martellus Bennett? Now, recently we have seen Dwayne Allen catch 3 touchdowns and Deion Sims catch 2 touchdowns against the Jets. But you want to talk about someone who's hard to trust. Where are you on the start-o-meter on Martellus Bennett?
0.
3.
2.
Okay. Where is Bennett compared to Hunter Henry?
Behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Bennett compared to Vernon Davis?
Ahead of him.
All right. A couple more. Spencer Ware against Denver. Spencer Ware.
3.
Yeah.
Okay.
9 fantasy points.
It's funny because I originally had him as the bust alert and start sit. And you look at his game logs. He obviously has not run well. But he's still being around 3 catches a game. He's still around 60 yards rushing. And he had 90 total yards against the Broncos the last time. And they're still banged up in their linebacking core.
He doesn't really bust.
Huh?
He just doesn't bust. Like, he's not
good. He doesn't pop.
Good.
Right. So he won't hurt you. He just won't tremendously help you.
But you are going up again. You're in your championship. So this is interesting. You know, you're in your championship. There's a good chance you're playing a great team, right? Spencer Ware might not win you the week. His 8 fantasy points might not be enough this week.
No, I have him in 2 of my finals, and I think I'm forced to start him in 1. No, actually, I'm not. I'm sitting him in both. But one, I have a decision with him as a flex option. It's a standard league, and it's between him and, I think, Tyrell Williams. And so it's, do I take the upside of Tyrell Williams against
Ooh.
Cleveland or the safe
Ooh.
Points of Spencer Ware?
Oh, man, I think I would go Ware there. What would you do?
Right now, I'm going Ware. Like, my starting running backs are Carlos Hyde and Frank Gore. So I like those two guys better than Ware.
But if that were Inman instead of Williams, would you go Inman?
I would probably go Inman. Now, I have the same situation in PPR. It's a much easier choice for me. I take that back. It's not an easier choice for me because I should rephrase it. I have DeMarco Murray as my number one running back. My number two, which is still where I'm undecided on, is Ware, Rawls, and Hill. And they're all kind of in PPR.
But I'd still go Rawls.
I'm going Hill.
I ran 9 Hill. Just because Hill.
You can make an argument for all 3, though.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
You can make an argument. I mean, they're all in the same classification.
Oh, sure. The one thing I go back with Ware is, again, 3 catches for 32 yards against Denver the last time these two teams met, 60 yards rushing, and I think Denver's ready to implode after what happened in their locker room last week.
No. They're still fighting. This is a huge game. It's a playoff game for them.
Well, they're fighting, but they're fighting with each other.
Yes.
They always fight. I mean, Aqib Talib fights. It's like they have combustible personalities. You're not saying about the Seahawks, are you?
No, but the Seahawks are solidified in their playoff standing. Like, I think if this game goes south, it can go really south for Denver quickly.
And then that would lead, theoretically, to more Spencer Ware work. I also have a Spencer Ware lineup question, but before I say that, I'm just going to float this idea. Do you think Andy Reid has noticed how bad Spencer Ware has been, and do you think he could make a change?
I don't think that they have better options. That's the problem.
No.
You don't think they try and just see what West can do for a series or two and takes a few carries off of Ware?
It's not like when West has come in, he's blown the doors off of things. It's not like a situation where... like
They used him as a goal line guy a couple of weeks ago.
That's a different situation. I'm talking about between the 20s. It's like when, remember Jeremy Langford was struggling and they started to work Jordan Howard in more?
And Howard did
great. It was just so evident that Jordan Howard was better.
Right.
They don't have that.
No. I thought that might happen last week and it didn't, so.
All right. So who am I starting PPR league? I have to start one of these guys from Ware, McKinnon, Derrick Henry, Tim Hightower.
Yeah, I think it's Ware easily.
I might go McKinnon PPR.
I'd go Ware.
McKinnon's who's in right now.
Yeah. I mean, especially if Diggs is out.
That's who I went with last week and it worked out.
Yeah, nine. I mean, was it 5-6-9? His last three games, his games was receptions.
What if Peterson plays?
I did it last week when Adrian Peterson was.
It's going to be the same thing, except we didn't expect the Colts to beat the bleep out of the Vikings. The Packers are going to beat the bleep out of the Vikings.
Yeah, but when Peterson didn't play, McKinnon was getting like 14 carries. When Peterson did play, obviously it went down.
Oh, I think it solidifies it for Dave if Peterson's out.
Yeah. All right. All right, one more guy on the start-o-meter, 0-5, Tyreek Hill.
I'm going to borrow Heath's decimal system and say 2.5.
3.5.
1.5.
Yeah, I know you guys differ on this one, and we did talk about it yesterday, but Jamie's got Hill as a borderline number two. Dave's got Hill around 30th in standard, 40th in PPR, and Heath just wants no part of Tyreek Hill. He's 40th in PPR, or 40th in standard and 43rd in PPR.
This might be their best guy in the backfield.
Oh, yeah, they would do that. But he'd probably get killed. Like, he's not going to run between the tackles.
No.
But five carries?
I'd be thrilled if he got five touches. That's more than he had touches and
like, I'm starting him against Adam in our finals matchup, which is a PPR league.
Don't tell me that.
I want to see him ruin me first, and it may be this week.
I hope so. I'd like to see that, too.
Yeah, no, it's totally fair. And I don't think there's an argument you can make that says this is guaranteed to happen with Tyreek Hill either way.
Right.
I don't think you could say he's not going to score, and I don't think you could say he's going to be fantastic.
Okay, so let me get Hopkins or Hill?
Hopkins.
Hill.
Hopkins.
All right, guys, let's go to the games, and let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings, because no team goes into the season without a game plan. If they did, game day highlights would be nothing more than a football follies compilation, and those can be hilarious, but Buffalo Wild Wings knows that fans prefer the taste of glory on game day. The kind of glory that comes with having 21 signature sauces and seasonings to choose from, or a great lineup of cold and refreshing beers on tap, or, best part for me, a collection of wall-to-wall flat screens so big it would make your head spin. We cover all of those details so they add up to the kind of game day experience that fans can appreciate, and we do it because we appreciate the fans. So win or lose, if you're a fan, you still win at having the best game day atmosphere there is. That's Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. We do it for you because you're a football fan. Going to be some game day glory tonight. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Colts and Raiders. Yeah, I won't say it.
Do it.
No.
No, it's week 16. Do it.
I won't do it.
I'm going to make – Adam's going to be the first person in Twitter history to lose his verified check mark.
I can't believe you're not going to do it.
I might. I just – not today. Friday is usually the bonanza day. But you look at these two teams, and they look like they're playing better defense lately. So do you have any hesitation with the two quarterbacks, Luck and Carr?
No.
Carr, a little bit. Hasn't been very good since that finger injury.
I know it.
And yeah. Indianapolis has looked good against the last three games are Jets. Hold on, I have a
The Jets, Vikings,
Jets,
and
Texans, Vikings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How do you think any defense would look against the Jets?
No, I was going to bring that up. I was just asking.
Yeah, for me, Carr is not about the – and he's still in my top 10, so I'm not like saying you should bench him. But he just has not played well since he's hurt his finger.
Mm-hmm.
All right, would you guys start Derek Carr or Phillip Rivers?
Rivers. I would go Rivers against the Browns.
Heath, what's going on over there? Are you caught something from Chris Towers?
What happened is my body recognizes that I've got one FFT left, an article left, and it's all. I'm going to get to Missouri and just infect the whole state.
That's great.
With their 50-degree weather. All right, so we'll start with the Colts. We're starting Andrew Luck. He's a top-5 quarterback. Frank Gore, we have spoken about Jeremy Hill, Spencer Ware. Guys like that. He's better than them, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Raiders allow the sixth most fantasy points to opposing running backs, 4.6 yards per carry. You can feel comfortable starting Gore. Would you start Gore or Bilal Powell?
Powell.
Powell.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, Dave.
I'll say Gore.
I'm going to start Gore in standard, Powell in PPR.
Yeah, I like Powell.
Yeah, that's fair.
I like Powell in both.
All right. They're in the same neighborhood, I guess. Looking at the wide receivers, T.Y. Hilton is a top 10 wide receiver in both formats. You know, he had 4 fantasy points last week. He's had 4 games with 5 or fewer fantasy points in standard scoring leagues. He has responded in the next week with 23, 19, 8, and 14 fantasy points. So, hoping for a big one. Moncrief. Would you start Moncrief or Jeremy Hill?
Moncrief.
Moncrief PPR.
Yeah, Moncrief, I mean, we know if he doesn't score, he's not giving you a good game here. And
but he always scores.
I know, but the Raiders really have been very good against wide receivers. Not so much last week, but well, they were good against Inman and Tyrell Williams, not Benjamin. I don't know. Like, I don't know what to make of the Raiders. They've done pretty well against Hopkins, Allen Robinson, Mike Evans, Emmanuel Sanders, Demaryius Thomas, Sammy Watkins.
Like, are we saying that Moncrief's ceiling is like low-end number 2 wide receiver?
Whatever you think 10 or 11 points is. That's
a low-end number 2.
That's like probably sure. Like 17th wide receiver in most places.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say middle number 2. Mid-range number 2.
That's not much of a ceiling for the floor that he has.
We haven't seen his floor.
Well, we saw his floor in the last game.
His floor
played.
Is, zero. Ouch, he gets hurt, and he misses the game.
Hamstring.
Well, yeah, but he played 48 snaps. It happened in the fourth quarter, and he had 0 fantasy points through 3.5 quarters.
40-yard touchdown was coming.
All right.
I think they have a hard time dealing with speed, that Raiders defense, and that's why Hilton is,
right.
Like, to me, he's like one of the best receivers you could start this week.
All right. How about Latavius Murray? He's a slam dunk, right? Top 10?
Should be.
Yep.
Oakland wide receivers. We did talk about them yesterday. Everybody's got the Oakland wide receivers in their top 20 or 24. Let's see where Jamie has Cooper. Remember off the top of your head. Cooper, 20th for you. And everybody has Crabtree ahead of Cooper. But I guess suffice to say you'd have to be pretty set at wide receiver to sit Cooper.
You're starting both, right?
Yes. Over Moncrief. So I will go Jordy and 2 Raiders receivers in our PPR league.
Yeah. Man, I hope Derek Carr stinks.
And
hey, bonanza this game. Bonanza it.
You see, that's the thing. Like, I got way too much on the line here. I don't know if I should bonanza it. But
I'm going to bonanza it for you.
That doesn't work. That actually might be a good thing.
Well, you wanted to go that route, so that's the route you're going.
Would you start Cooper or Davante Adams?
Adams.
I'm going to say Cooper.
Adams got a pretty good track record at home this year.
All right.
I'd go Adams. But they want to get the offensive coordinator talked up getting Amari Cooper more involved and, you know, noticing that he's been drawing a lot more double teams and safeties tilted to his side and Carr's just taking advantage. And you can tell with the stats with Crabtree.
The one thing that concerns me about this is if the Colts offense, for whatever reason, falls flat like they did against the Texans a couple weeks ago, that Latavius Murray just carries the Raiders this week.
All right. And finally, the tight ends. Any interest in the tight ends in this game?
No.
Okay. Nope.
Cincinnati at Houston. Maybe interest in the tight ends in this game. We talked about Dalton. We do not want to start him. I think we've spoken enough about Jeremy Hill. I'll throw out some flex questions for Jeremy Hill. Would you go Jeremy Hill or Golden Tate at Dallas?
Tate PPR.
Tate. Yeah,
I'll go Hill.
Tate all the way.
Jeremy Hill or Robbie Anderson?
You don't like Hill at all, huh?
I don't think he's got a high. I think he's got the Dante Moncrief ceiling.
Hill.
What was the question?
Hill or Robbie Anderson?
Hill.
Okay, we're good here?
I said Anderson.
Oh, sorry. AJ Green is a top 8 wide receiver. I understand if people have a little trepidation. I am going to start him and just hope for the best. If Green,
yeah, I'm starting him against you.
What'd you say? Oh, you're starting. Will you stop telling me? You know I don't like to know who I'm going against, Jamie.
Sorry.
Thank
you. Won't be facing Drew Brees or Devontae Freeman.
All right. What was I going to say? Oh, if Green doesn't play, would you consider Tyler Boyd or Brandon LaFell?
No, I don't have them on my team.
The answer's no, right? We don't want to get it.
The answer's no.
All right. Tyler Eifert is a top 7 tight end. We're hoping for good production. It's just Who are you going to start over him? You're going to start Ertz over him.
Yes.
But you're starting Eifert. Lamar Miller is interesting, guys. I feel like his health makes him a little unpredictable. 19 or more carries in 3 of his last 4 games. 2 good fantasy games in a row. How much confidence do you have in Lamar Miller?
Oh, he's a safe number 2 running back.
I'd put him in the number 1 group.
Would you go Miller or Gurley?
Gurley. I have Miller ranked ahead of Gurley right now, but if he
Gurley and it's not
keeps missing practice and limps into the game, then I wouldn't feel as good about it.
Lamar Miller or Frank Gore?
Gore. I have Miller ahead of Gore.
Gore.
Okay, but these are guys you could feel good starting. And DeAndre Hopkins, start or sit?
Number 3 receiver.
Yeah, I think for me, he's in the Allen Robinson conversation.
He's going to be better than he's been in weeks.
It's a terrible matchup.
It's a terrible matchup, but he's got a much better quarterback situation, and he knows to target him. He throws good passes, way better than Brock Osweiler. And listen, if Lamar Miller does what you guys think he's going to do, it's going to force Tom Savage to throw. I'm buying into Savage. I think DeAndre Hopkins will finish as a top 24 receiver.
He could. But I think it's the same thing as Allen Robinson. I like him better than Robinson. But there's nobody that's made it this far that is starting DeAndre Hopkins with any level of confidence. And probably. So it's just a matter of what your team
is. They might have
like.
Gotten this far with him on the bench, and now they've got a choice to make about whether or not they use him. I have him ranked 22nd. It's not like I've got him sky high.
No, I mean, I think that's a little too high personally, but I understand your optimism because of Savage and hopefully making him better. But they're still, you know, tough opponent on the other side in terms of how they defended wide receivers. And there is still somewhat of an uncertainty because now there's tape on Tom Savage. So they know what they're looking at and how they're going to approach him. So I think it's just a matter of how successful the Texans offense will be. I could see this being a low scoring affair just based on how these two teams are playing.
Oh, can't wait for that one on Saturday night. And the Texans tight ends. So if Fedorowicz plays, we got to sit them both because Cincinnati is awful against tight ends. 3rd most fantasy points allowed.
One of them will have a good game. Fedorowicz tends to put up better numbers, certainly seems to get more targets than Griffin. So if you had to start one of them, it would be the thinking cap.
Okay. Would you start the thinking cap over Martellus Bennett, for example?
No.
All right. So these are 6.
Maybe.
No, I think Bennett's going to play well. No, I wouldn't start either one of them.
All right. We've said enough. Miami at Buffalo. Oh, Cincinnati DST. Bengals DST or Cardinals DST?
Bengals.
Bengals DST or Giants tonight?
Giants.
I'll take the Giants.
Heath, you want to weigh in?
Yeah.
Oh, you're back to back.
Yeah.
There are a lot of good DSTs this week. Should not be.
There are. I'd probably go Bengals.
All right, Miami at Buffalo. Keep in mind, Miami is typically terrible at Buffalo. Buffalo has won the last 4, 19-14, 19-0, 29-10, and 33-17. So the Dolphins rarely put up good fantasy numbers. Last year, not terrible. The Dolphins won the first meeting on a 200-yard game from Jay Ajayi. The score was 28-25. We're not starting Matt Moore, and we've talked about Jarvis Landry. Let's go to Jay Ajayi, though. How's Jay Ajayi compared to the Frank Gore group? Well, no. How does he compare to the Spencer Ware, Thomas Rawls group?
I like him better than Ware, but I like Rawls better.
I think it's close between those two.
I want nothing to do with Jay Ajayi. Can I just say that? Like, nothing.
I tend to agree with you. I mean, you know, Heath said this a couple weeks ago just about his numbers with Pouncey not being in there. And they're giving him every opportunity in terms of his workload. He's very similar to Spencer Ware. Except Ware's actually been a little bit better.
Yeah.
So the thing that I would like to see is what we saw from Ajayi, I think it was 2 games ago when he had the 6 catches.
They got killed in that game, and they were throwing Tannehill through like 50 times.
We don't think Matt Moore's going to dump it off to the running back, is he?
I don't think so. I'd just like to see it more. Right. You know, just put the ball in his hands in space because, you know, trying to have him run behind, you know, the second string center, and at times we've seen the 3rd string center in there, it just hasn't been successful. You know, so without Pouncey in there, it's lowered what the upside has been for Albert, for Tunsil, you know, and that whole group. And it's just made their running lanes awful.
Okay, as far as Kenny Stills and Devontae Parker go, you like Stills better?
I do, yeah, just based on Matt Moore's mentality.
And would you rather start Stills or Robbie Anderson?
Anderson.
All right. To the Bills, any interest in Tyrod Taylor?
No. He's had some good games against Miami. It was 2 of 3 with 23 or more fantasy points, but he only has 5 games this year with 20 or more. So it's that trust factor again. And I don't know if you can trust him.
This just feels low scoring.
I would start him over Palmer. I would start him over Eli. I would start him over Stafford.
Would you start Mike Gillisley over Deion Lewis?
No. Yeah.
Who is this?
Mike Gillisley or Deion Lewis, Dave?
I'd go Gillisley.
Sammy Watkins, we talked about. Jarvis Landry, we talked about. And Charles Clay is around 14th in the rankings. You probably want to avoid him, but, you know, you might have to start him. And the Dolphins DST, Heath is the only one who has the DSTs in his top 12, Dolphins and Bills. Dave and Jamie do not. Tennessee is at Jacksonville. First meeting, 36-22, Titans 1. All right, Marcus Mariota. Mariota or Derek Carr?
Carr.
Easily.
Mariota or Winston?
Winston.
I'm struggling with Mariota. I feel like there's a good game coming. So I'm going to say him.
Okay. Yeah, look, he's had Kansas City and Denver in his last 2 games. Yeah. It's been bad, but...
But we've said it. Jacksonville's defense is good. They're going to do some nice things to try and take away Matthews and Delanie Walker. But maybe Mariota runs a little bit. And I think he's been playing well despite the matchups he's had. He just hasn't put up good fantasy.
He didn't play well against Denver. He played better against Kansas City.
Yeah, he barely threw against Denver. He scored 23 fantasy points. Look, in my opinion, Jacksonville has faced 6 good fantasy quarterbacks this year. 4 of them have done well, including Mariota. So
I think he's a low-end starter. I think it's a slam dunk. It's not like when he was, you know, on the 8-game stretch, which included the Jacksonville game going into their bye week.
Yeah.
But there's a pretty good track record of what Jacksonville's done the last few weeks, too. And, you know, we just haven't seen Mariota have the big rushing day. That could come. He's been very good in 2 of his last 3 against Jacksonville.
Okay, so how about Russell Wilson or Mariota?
Wilson
it is. Derrick Henry or Mike Gillisley?
Henry.
I've got Gillisley.
Any hesitation on Delanie Walker this week?
No.
Little bit, but not enough to sit him.
All right, and then in terms of like Bortles and Allen Robinson, it's more, and Marquise Lee, maybe more suited for a gamble in a daily league than starting in your seasonal league.
Yes.
And the running backs for Jacksonville.
No.
Okay. Tennessee DST. I don't like them as much as Jamie and Dave and Heath do. I just want to, not that you care, but they're the number 27 DST in fantasy. They're one of the absolute worsts. They're one of the absolute worst. So they're top 10 for everybody. 6th for Jamie, 9th for Dave, and 5th for Heath. I understand the matchup, but I just think they stink. Jets are at New England. Oh, Bilal Powell, I think we've got down pat right now. I'll give a few more names since I'm sure people will have questions. Bilal Powell or Dontrell Inman?
Powell.
Bilal Powell or Demaryius Thomas?
Powell.
Oh.
Yeah, I think Powell.
Okay. All right, we like him a lot. Robbie Anderson, what do you expect from him? He's had 12, 10, and 14 fantasy points in 3 games with Bryce Petty.
His worst game, but still startable as number 3 receiver.
Yep.
Marquise Lee or Robbie Anderson?
Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, that's it for the Jets. Tom Brady, number 1 for Dave and Jamie, number 2 for Heath. So, yeah, go Tom Brady. LeGarrette Blount, we have discussed. And then, all right, what do you think about Deion Lewis?
I'm not as big of a fan. I know last week he put up nice numbers, and I understand the sentiment that he kicked off the crutches, for lack of a better term. You know, he seemed limited before last week, and then he came out last week and he put up some nice stats. So maybe I just don't feel comfortable starting him. I don't see this as a great matchup. The Patriots typically do not run very well on the Jets. This is a team they throw well against. And Deion Lewis doesn't have a bang-up track record against them.
All right, Jerick McKinnon or Deion Lewis?
I'd go McKinnon.
I go McKinnon PPR, Lewis standard.
TJ yeah. Yeldon or Deion Lewis?
Lewis.
Adrian Peterson or Deion Lewis if Peterson plays?
Lewis.
Okay. And then how do you like Malcolm Mitchell? Well, first of all, rank the Patriots wide receivers.
Mitchell, Edelman, Hogan.
That's fine.
Yep.
Floyd?
Mitchell, Edelman, Hogan it is. Even in PPR,
there's like a 0.217 chance that Michael Floyd's going to get in this
wow.
game.
Wow.
Oh, that's not cool. Mitchell over Edelman even in PPR?
Yes.
Yep. No. No, Edelman in PPR.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with that.
But they're both starting. Like, we love the passing game, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Get these guys in your lineup. So you'd start Malcolm Mitchell over DeAndre Hopkins. You'd start Malcolm Mitchell over Sammy Watkins?
Yep.
Yep.
Okie dokie. And Martellus Bennett, Jamie likes him. Jamie has Bennett like 10th. So we don't. Anyone who likes Bennett does not love Bennett this week. And
what's the rationale, Jam?
Jets stink.
That's true.
Also, he plays tight end.
You have him 12th, sorry.
So, I think I have him 12th, don't I?
13th. And 15th for Dave.
Is Dwayne Allen or Dennis, or Dwayne Allen or Deion Sims any good?
They are amazing.
Yes.
It's true. They had very good games against them.
And the Patriots DST has four or more sacks in three of their last five games. Petty is in turnover prone, so start the Patriots DST. Number one for Jamie, number four for Dave, number four for Heath. We've got, let's see, three games left. San Diego at Cleveland. Is there anyone that you want to start for Cleveland?
Nope.
I think Crowell's borderline.
Mm-hmm.
He's a borderline number two.
Crowell or Rashad Jennings?
I'd go start Crowell.
Jennings.
Crowell or... Wow, I can't believe you guys said Jennings. Crowell or Ajayi?
Ajayi.
Okay. So going to San Diego. Philip Rivers. He's been bad 3 weeks in a row against teams that we thought were good matchups. Maybe we were wrong. They're getting a little better. But Tampa Bay, Carolina, and Oakland. Cleveland is definitely worse than those three teams. But you guys have Rivers in your top seven, so you're starting him over Derek Carr. I think at least two of you are starting him over Aaron Rodgers. All three of you are starting him over Aaron Rodgers. One spot ahead. Are you sure?
It's Cleveland.
I know.
It's Philip Rivers.
If Rodgers was 100%, it's a different story. I know he's practicing, but he just doesn't look right.
Right. It's true. He's hobbling around.
Plus, it's Mike Zimmer does a nice job scheming against Rodgers.
I just don't know if he has the horses at this point to stop Rodgers in Green Bay. But I just think that you look at Rivers, and the one thing that I go back to with him, if he has eliminated, I think it's one interception each of the last whatever three games you said,
mm-hmm.
He's over 20 point fantasy points
better, right.
in all of those. So that's right. just what's been killing him, and the Browns just don't turn over opposing quarterbacks very much.
And if San Diego had a good run game going, then I'd be a little nervous about Rivers because you might not have to throw much in the second half, but it's Farrow and it's Hillman, and I just don't think those guys are that good. So the bet is on Phillip Rivers carrying the day.
I really
think
you're going to get multiple touchdowns from his tight end group, however that shakes out.
Would you go Kenneth Farrow or Jonathan Stewart this week?
Stewart.
Easily.
Kenneth Farrow or Lamar Miller?
Miller easily.
Miller.
Kenneth Farrow or Crowell?
Farrow.
That's really close for me. I think I go Crowell.
Farrow or Malcolm Mitchell?
Mitchell.
All right, so we don't love Farrow, despite the matchup. Not terrible, but we don't love him. And then the San Diego wide receivers, the San Diego passing game, you know, who Jamie likes the tight ends. Heath, what do you think about the San Diego receivers and tight ends?
I like both the tight ends in the way of I like them more than Martellus Bennett, but I don't love either one of them because there's a lot of question marks about it's very possible that one of them could score two touchdowns, the other one could get one catch for 15 yards.
And yardage is a problem for both.
Oh, for sure.
It's not like they're going to get 75 yards on top of whatever they do in the end zone. It's just not how this team has operated.
What did Gates have
lately.
2 games ago, like 60 yards receiving?
Yeah, that was a miracle, though, for
right.
him.
Right. I mean, as long as Tyrell and Dontrell are doing their things.
Tyrell hasn't been doing much, though, the last few
years. Yeah,
sure. No, but I still feel like he's going to be involved and play
and,
a lot.
Yeah. And it's a Travis Benjamin revenge game.
I don't want to start Tyrell Williams, guys. Do you?
I would try not to.
No, I have him in both, two of my finals, and he just makes me so nervous. Like, I keep moving him down my rankings.
Yeah,
I think I've got him at 30th at wide receiver, one spot behind Inman.
Oh, okay, because I do want to start Inman.
I like Inman. I feel much more comfortable with Inman. But look, Inman has really had two good games in his last four.
And like three in his career.
Right, the Houston game to me is a fluke because it was a broken coverage and he has the big touchdown.
But he's playing clean. Broken coverage is like their logo.
Right, but the last couple of games, they've been better against outside guys than tight ends. And I think this is a game where you have two tight ends that are relevant in the red zone and two guys that can still make fantasy production.
San Diego DST is a top. It's three for Jamie, two for Dave, seven for Heath. Moving along, Baltimore at Pittsburgh here. We talked about Roethlisberger yesterday. He's very high for Dave and Jamie. Heath has Roethlisberger like ninth?
Eighth, I think.
Eighth, okay. So we all like Roethlisberger, some more than others. We talked about the Baltimore running backs at the start of the show. They are not good starts. Do you trust Mike Wallace and or Steve Smith?
No. It's very funny, by the way. What time is it?
10:15.
Every day this week at 10:15, Heath's stomach has growled.
Really?
It's so funny.
it happens almost every day about this time. I eat lunch at 11. And usually I'm sitting at my desk waiting for the clock to turn 11 so I can go get my lunch just because it seems weird to do it earlier than that.
I feel that. I used to eat lunch pretty early too, but I skip I don't eat breakfast. Do you?
I usually have some breakfast, yes.
No.
But it's like one loud growl every day around this. That's so funny.
I gotta get through these last two games. Baltimore, we don't like the Baltimore wide receivers.
There is not. I like Kenneth Dixon the best of anybody in this game because this sets up very similar to the Patriots game where they're chasing points, and I think they're going to use him in that same regard as they did a couple weeks ago.
We talked about West getting more work as a pass catcher just generally over the last 4 weeks compared to Dixon.
Last week was the first time he had more catches than.
I don't know if that's right because
he went 8-4-4 the previous two games, and West has been 3-3-2-2.
He's 3-3-4-4.
West has been 3-3-4-4.
Mm-hmm.
Well, same amount.
All right.
They said it. They don't know who they could trust.
We don't love Baltimore, but we do like the big three for Pittsburgh, so start them. And nobody else, right? Eli Rogers or...
I think Eli Rogers is a very good sleeper this week.
Okay. Denver at Kansas City. Have we talked about Spencer Ware? Yeah. We talked about Tyreek Hill? Yeah. We're going to start both Broncos wide receivers and nobody else in this game. Oh, Travis Kelce we're starting. And that's it, right? Easy game?
Easy game.
Yeah, don't rule out Forsett, though, if you're stuck. They've given up 100 yards or a touchdown to running back, and I think it's like 8 of 9 games.
Which DST do you like better?
Chiefs.
Can you name in order the top three fantasy DSTs this year?
I think I can. The Chiefs are number one.
Yeah, are you looking at my notes?
Is Minnesota number
I see
three.
That look on your face. I know you're looking at my notes. Okay.
I think the Broncos are third.
I applaud you for following along. I do applaud that. But yes, it is Chiefs, Vikings, Broncos this year. All right, let's read some emails and tweets to finish the show. We'll go kind of rapid fire. Ben in Wisconsin. Dear Walter, Donnie, and the dude, that's a Big Lebowski, 12-team PPR. Who to start at wide receiver in PPR? Allen Robinson, Jarvis Landry, or Tyrell Williams?
Jarvis.
I think Jarvis is the safest.
Yep. Okay. This is from Gary in Scotland, Aberdeen, Scotland. Dear Sean, Pierce, Daniel, and Roger.
007.
There's a Bones. Start two in standard scoring. Peterson, Farrow, Bilal Powell, Kenneth Dixon.
Powell and Dixon.
Over Farrow, you're going Dixon?
I think
over
Powell and Farrow for me, but Dixon and Farrow are like back-to-back in my rankings.
Interesting. Dave, Powell and
Farrow? What are my choices, Farrow and Dixon?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Farrow.
All right, Dustin from Cincinnati. Made the playoffs in three of his five leagues. All right. Championship matchup, Carr or Rivers?
Rivers.
And he has to make a tough call which running back to sit. DeMarco Murray, LeSean McCoy, Latavius Murray, or Jordan Howard? Sit one.
I would sit Latavius from that group.
I would sit Latavius.
Four top 10 running backs. No wonder you're in the championship.
Mike from a big city on the west coast of Florida.
It'd be Tampa, right?
Sure. Tampa sounds right. Dear Tommy, Chucky, Phil, and Reptar. I think those are Rugrats. Nickelodeon. Okay, half point PPR Superflex. Two questions. Number one, I am playing my boss for the championship. He came in last place last year. Do I need to be concerned about ramifications if I beat him?
How much is that at stake?
I have no idea.
Is the boss a jerk?
He came in last. Now he's going to come in at worst second. I think you're okay. He should be fine. And
I throw it.
Who to start at flex, Sammy Watkins or Ty Montgomery?
Sorry. Ty. Yeah. By the way, Adam, did you ever bring up about splitting the pot? I'd like to get Heath's take on this.
No, I didn't bring that up.
Yeah.
Dave and Chris Towers are splitting the pot. That is so weak.
What? Oh, well.
Yeah. Terrible.
In what?
We have a $10 buy-in winner take all auction league. And it is my custom.
Yeah, stop. No, you said it right there. Winner take all, not winner split all.
Whenever I make a final, I always offer for, you know, at the very least, just to get karma on my side, I always offer a split of the prize money.
What karma is that?
It's just, usually people say no.
They
should. That's been happening over the last few years. People have been saying yes. And when people say no, I win. So I'm counting on people to say no. And then Chris Towers stands up like he always does and leans over to my cubicle and says, okay, you want to split it? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Hand out his money and we're done.
Here's the problem, Dave.
What's up?
With your method. People are only going to say yes when they think you're going to beat them.
You know what's interesting? I think he's going to beat me. I looked at his lineup, and I think he's got, like, AJ Green coming back.
Yeah.
His team's better. We'll play for a championship. Like, cash doesn't matter.
I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that. I just think that anybody that does it should be ridiculed.
I'm here. Fire away.
All right, I got to read the rest of these emails. Let's help the people. This is from Eric from Maine. Dear Samus, Link, Mario, and Kirby. Again, people I'll be hanging out with this weekend. Half point PPR, 2 points per carry. .2 per carry. I need two wide receivers and two flex. Edelman, Alshon, Michael Thomas, Malcolm Mitchell, Tyreek Hill, Kenneth Dixon, Theo Riddick. Edelman, Alshon, Michael Thomas, Malcolm Mitchell, Tyreek Hill, Dixon, and Riddick. It is half point PPR and .2 per carry.
I'm chucking all the running backs.
Michael Thomas.
What'd you say?
The two Patriots and Michael
That's
Thomas.
That's what I would say.
And one more. Alshon or Tyreek Hill or Dixon or Riddick. We don't expect
Riddick. Two flex.
Yeah.
Dixon.
No.
I'm going to go Alshon.
I'm going to go Alshon too.
Not me.
This is from Raphael. What do you think about Gates this week? Gates or Griffin?
Gates.
Now it's Gates.
Yeah. If Fedorowicz doesn't play, you can go Griffin. Here is Chris D'Amico from Santan Valley, Arizona. Hey, some combination of always wants to sing, rarely in a good mood, won't stop until he gives a toast at the rehearsal dinner that he's not invited to, and Chi-Town's finest. He's always in a good mood.
I think I'm always in a good mood. I'm in the best mood when you're in a bad mood. But
there you go.
Yeah.
Flex, Powell or Derrick Henry? Oh, go with Powell. In another league, pick two wide receivers. Tyreek Hill, Alshon Jeffrey, Dontrell Inman, Taylor Gabriel. Hill, Alshon, Inman, Gabriel.
Hill and Inman, unless Julio's out, then Hill and Gabriel.
I'll go Alshon and Inman.
And I'll go Inman and Gabriel. Julio or no Julio.
Oh, wow. Looking forward to talking to that about that tomorrow. All right, finish off with these quick ones. Jordan Matthews or Kenneth Dixon from Victor?
Matthews.
Dixon.
From McJuice, Cousins or Winston?
Cousins.
From Blaine, one of these three, Adrian Peterson, Isaiah Crowell, Ryan Matthews.
Matthews.
Tonight's running back.
Matthews.
From Cameron, Jimmy Graham or Hunter Henry?
Graham.
Henry.
From Paul, Tyreek Hill or Tyler Lockett?
Hill.
Yep.
Okay. We're done for the day. Thank you, guys. Good stuff.
No, Adam. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's been such a fun season doing this with you, Adam.
Oh, this is not a proper goodbye, Heath. I'm sorry.
I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to see you in a week.
2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I'll actually see you in person in, 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, hooray.
I'll look forward to it.
I'm going to Missouri to have Christmas with Heath and his family. It's going to be great. For Dave, Jamie, and Heath, I'm Adam. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the NFC home games and recapping tonight's game.
Bye.